This is Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX. As any expectant parent knows, names are not something to be taken lightly. That is definitely the case in naming Washington State's geographic features like creeks and hills. 88.5's Monica Spain has more on what's in a name.
In order to make sure a particular area appears on a map, it must first have a name. That's especially true since we rely on technology like Google Earth, and maps are tied to databases. There are four creeks in Washington awaiting names right now. It all starts with someone bringing a proposal to the state, then the public gets to weigh in before it's sent off for approval by the federal government. Caleb Mackey with the State Committee on Geographic Names says names might be changed because they're old derogatory terms. That's the case with Squaw Creek in Okanagan County. And other times, there's a name that's adopted by locals but isn't really official.
Sometimes they're pretty easy, but sometimes they do get pretty contentious. I've noticed any name changes tend to end up that way, but new names, for the most part, are usually pretty cut and dry.
Mackey says there are rules to make sure names will stand the test of time. For instance, you can't commemorate someone who's still living. The whole process could take over a year, but as Mackey says, it's best not to rush things because the names will be on the map for a very long time. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.